across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday.
Morning.
How are you guys today?
Good.
Brilliant.
Jade, you got a new mattress yesterday. How was your sleep?
I did. It was amazing. It was so nice. Really, really comfortable.
And you got your oven fixed.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. It's so good having an oven back. It's insane.
Craver, have you ever seen her more excited
about a cooking thing? No.
Oh. I miss just being able to throw a lasagna or a quiche in there. It's just, my life's complete.
Now, when you say that, that's like a frozen one, right?
Yeah,
frozen,
yeah, of course. Right, I'm not making anything fresh.
How are you today, Hamish?
I'm very well, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. So, Crevo, before you got here, we were all just chatting about, like, prepping for, you know,
getting
our stock levels up in the pantry. I went to the grocery store yesterday. Oh, my God. This is the first time I've actually properly been to go and buy stuff.
Wow. People have lost their minds. Cut it out, stop being idiots, and just buy a normal amount.
I'm just in shock. There's nothing on the shelves. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, isn't it from tonight, Hamish, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're closing the shops early. Is it at 8 o'clock or is that from Wednesday?
Yeah. Woolies Wednesday.
That's correct, yeah. And as of today, they're implementing that that seniors policy and people with disability as well, too. So that's from 7 till 8.
How do they police that, I wonder?
Concession like cards. Guard? If you've got a concession card, they will be allowed in the store when it opens at 7 o'clock.
So it'll just be security, like at a club or something.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Geez, the oldies will be reliving their youth.
I know. Hey, you're not coming in here with those shoes.
How many drinks you've had? You'd be wobbly on that frame.
Yeah. We're very suspicious. Are you a young person dressed in an old person costume? We're checking. Next, though, guys, speaking of crime, there's been a cow on the loose for several months in America. Police have been trying to track it down.
A cow.
A cow. But they're saying that it's faster than it looks.
A human or an actual cow?
It's an actual cow. They've wanted posters up. This is the whole box and dice. We'll get into it next.
Okay, kicking off your Tuesday right now, live across Newcastle, Shepherd. This is Di Young at 105.3 New FM. Currently 17 at Nobby's, 14 degrees at Maitland. Good morning. Shepherd, Di Young, we are live across Newcastle. Happy Tuesday. Our tops are 23 on the coast today, 21 around the lake. And this morning, Crevo, we're talking cows on the run.
Bad boys, bad boys. That's right. So it's only one, actually, and it's so, the situation's so serious that they're describing it as a fugitive.
Jeez.
So
cheeky cow.
Oh, very much so. It's a female brown and white cow, and the police have described it as faster than it looks. They've issued official cautions. They've said it's a talented fence jumper and is an outlaw that's now been on the loose for several months.
Jeez, that obviously sounds to me, it's a thoroughbred that's been reincarnated as a cow. That's all I think of when I hear this story.
The fence jumping is definitely a serious thing.
Have you ever seen a cow jump a fence? I haven't.
Not in real life, only in a photo.
Funny you say that. When, on the farm, we used to have this one cow that was a fence jumper, and we're like, oh, what do we do? Because it was real trouble because we always get into their neighbours, right? So eventually we're like, oh, we're going to have to sell it maybe. And then it got in calf, right? So we're like, oh, we'll keep it for a while. It has the calf. We thought maybe it'll calm down. It, in fact, passed those jumping genes on, and the calf was a fence jumper as well. We had to sell the whole line of them because they were just absolute trouble.
You're being serious?
Yeah, true story.
Far out.
The fence jumping cows, famous in our family.
How do you market a fence jumping cow to someone, or do you just con some unsuspecting
buyer? Well, no, you just send them to market, and then it's someone else's problem. It was a real problem for a while.
Yeah, the abattoirs.
Yeah, that's it. But this cow's causing even more chaos because it enjoys swimming pools. So it's finding people's swimming pools, like their backyard pools, jumping in them. And, you know, cows are not the cleanest of animals.
No.
So they're causing all sorts of chaos.
Do you know what I love about this cow? It is just living its best life.
It is.
Being confined for half of its existence. And then midlife crisis happens. Hey, I'm over this.
I don't need to live in your rules.
I'm going to roam free.
Does it have a name?
No, it's just known as the fence-jumping cow.
Nice.
Wanted. Unknown cow.
I wonder if
look at the posters.
Oh, my God, they've actually got posters for this cow.
It's the real deal.
Incredible.
I wonder if it has, like, little, you know, girlfriends that it goes and visits.
Well, it's a female, but I guess it's possible. Hey, that happens in the animal kingdom.
Yeah, rockin' lady.
Promiscuous girl.
I know you've been wanting to bust that sound effect out.
Hey, if there's ever a cow story, I'm pulling that out. I'm just saying, guys. Well, that was enlightening. Thank you. Great way to start
your
day. What's in Jade's box? Up next, double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown up for grabs today. What do we got, guys?
Well, Jade, I'll give you a clue first of all before we give this box a shake. The first clue is, if you touch this, you might find it a little bit sour.
Okay, let's give it a stroke. Ooh, it's a bit thuddy in there.
$13.1009 if you'd like a shot at this.
We've got clean, open lines this morning. Give us a call, 13 10 09. It's 6:13. Good morning. Sugar Ray, every morning we're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Partly cloudy starts your morning. Early fog about. Possible showers, tops of 23 on the coast today, 24 at Maitland and the Valley. What's in Jade's box time?
UFM.
What's in Jade's box? That's right. For a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown, all you need to do is figure out what is inside Jade's box. And we have Bianca.
Morning, Bianca.
Hey, Bianca. How are you?
G'day. How you going?
Oh, doing good.
Really good.
What's on for your day?
Work, unfortunately.
You sound so excited to be here, Bianca. Is it because of work?
I'm so tired because my car broke down last night and I didn't get home till 11 o'clock.
No. So are you in your car now? Did it get fixed or?
No, I've got the other car. The other one had to get towed home.
Awkward place that you broke down? What happened?
I was on the freeway.
Oh, terrible. God, that's terrible.
I had to wait 3 hours for NRMA in a tow truck.
Oh, it was not your best day, was it?
No.
Oh, well, at least we can try and get you some movie tickets. And do you know what? Let's give Bianca another clue, please, Creeper.
All right. We'll hook you up with another clue. You could easily cup this in your hand. It would easily fit in your hand.
Yeah. Is it a lemon?
Close enough. It's a lime.
Oh,
I thought we'd go with the Corona theme.
Yeah, you're just citrus-based fruit.
Yeah, close enough.
Well,
close
we hope
enough.
Your day gets better. Are you going to be at work for long?
Till 2 o'clock.
No good, Bianca.
We're wishing you all the best.
Come on, wipe up. You got some movie tickets.
Yeah,
Thank you, Bianca.
Yeah, have a great day.
To Reading Cinemas Charlestown. Coming up next, guys, female co-worker, these guys over in the States, right, been hitting on a girl. And she's just sick and tired of it. So she's tried some new tactics to try and get these sleazy guys to stop hitting on her.
That's right. So we're wanting to, you know, basically asking the question, tell us about your sleazy co-worker story.
There's one in every office.
Oh,
I feel 100%. Like, I feel like we've all been through them over the
There's
years.
There's literally one in every office. Anyway, going to chat about that soon. Right now, though, Sam Felt, Post Malone and 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
How do you market a fence-jumping cow to someone, or do you just con some unsuspecting
Well, no, you just send them to market, and then it's someone else's problem.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
Just give me a look online. Creevo, you're obviously a fan of Survivor. The host, Jonathan LaPaglia, not coming back for the finale. He's in the US, doesn't want to travel back here, obviously, because of coronavirus.
Jeez.
Osher Ginsburg stepping in. God, that man is seriously everywhere. He's the Grant Denyer of 2020.
Yeah, he'll turn up for the opening of a shopping centre if you give him a wad of cash, I reckon. The man loves...
He's on so many shows.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. They do roll him out for just about everything.
Bachelor. He's the go-to.
Yeah.
Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, The Masked Singer, and now Survivor.
Is he on, he's not on Dancing with the Stars, is he? That is
Grant Denyer.
I'm starting to mix the two up. They're on so many shows.
Yeah, imagine if you had that many jobs.
Wow.
I don't think I could deal. I can barely deal with this job.
Rolling in the cash, though. Far out. He's doing pretty well if he's got all those gigs.
Now, see, the problem is they're on like a set amount of money, I'm pretty sure, and then the network tell them what to do.
Surely, though, you can get a bit of a bonus if you're doing a Survivor finale.
I'd be asking for a bonus.
You'd get a bit more cash, wouldn't you?
Jade, you're the female Osher Ginsburg. You want money for everything, too.
I do. Damn straight, I know my worth.
Going into the door and out of the door.
Was that today's inspirational quote?
I know my worth.
Hey, gotta get paid.
Coming up next, a woman in an office over in the States has taken a very different approach to men hitting on her in the office. Now, you're a woman, Jade. You work in an office. Mm. Do you get hit on here?
No, I don't, because everyone knew I was sort of married and engaged.
Have you in the past?
In the past when I was younger and stuff, yeah.
But you used to flaunt it back then, though.
Not really. I think... Lots of dirty old managers.
Sleazy people, dirty old managers.
No, it's true, but like gross.
Yeah, sleazy people exist in a lot of offices.
Every office. Well, what she's done is made a sign and it's got 10 rules. Mm. So if you want to speak to her and you're thinking of hitting on her, read this sign at her desk and I'm sure you'll change your mind. I'm going to tell you the 10 rules. Next, 13:10:09 though, we want to know about your sleazy coworker, and if so, how do you get rid of them?
I've got a story I'll reveal in a bit about a guy who used to do a lot of lounging.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Sounds sick.
Yeah. Details in a minute.
Here's a vibe for you. Hoobstank, the reason, 6:36 with the Novos. Good morning, Newcastle.
Yeah, get pumped up.
105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo. It's 20 minutes to 7, currently 18 degrees in Sandgate. This morning, 13:10:09, we want to know all about your filthy, dirty, sleazy co-worker. Baby, yeah, I love this story. A woman over in the States, right, sick of the guys in the office coming up being sleazy pigs to her. So she's got this new idea, and it's actually working for her. She stuck a sign up at her desk, right, with 10, pretty much 10 answers to questions that sleazy guys would ask her.
All right.
She must work in a real male-dominated area. A list of 10?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of people coming up to
Maybe
her.
She's super hot. Who knows? I'm going to read through them, right? So, number one rule, please don't talk to my breasts. You won't be meeting them. Number two, if you want to control someone, sleep with your remote. Number three, I always choose chocolate over men. Always. Four, 51% love goddess, 49% bitch. Number five, my sexual preference is no. Number six, my body is a temple. Now get on your knees and pray. Seven, it's not the size that counts. It's no weight. Size does count. Eight. Eight. She's an angry woman, clearly. Remember, you horny piece of dirt. Girls are made of sugar, spice, and everything nice. Nine. Men are like hardwood floors. Lay them right the first time, and you can walk all over them forever. And finally, save your breath for your inflatable date.
You know what? Those, I think they all sound like...
I don't think so. I love it.
They're all bumper stickers from the Denny Ute Muster.
Yeah.
You know, like some girls that have utes and put all those stickers on the back? That's exactly what all of them are.
Do you know what? I like this because some men are pigs objectifying women.
Well,
and
true.
I'm like, you know what? At least she has a sense of humor about it.
Maybe she's just trying to make herself, like, she's not getting dates, so she's trying to make herself look more attractive and more more lustful by putting the list up.
Jade, that using makes zero sense.
No, it does. Reverse psychology. So the guy's reading it going, oh, geez, this one's a hard, tough nut to crack.
Hard to get, you reckon?
Yeah. And then also, oh, geez, if she just be getting the office.
You would know. And I guess I would know a little bit about sleazy men as well.
Mm.
I mean, I used to go out back when I, you know, was young, 18, 19. I used to get the filthiest pigs that would come up to me at the gay bars to say horrible things. I mean, you would have had the same, Jade.
Well, yeah, well,
I'm not saying all men are sleaze bags. No, I mean, that's not what I'm doing here. But you would have gotten some, you know, wankers over the year.
Yeah, sometimes. But then, I just laugh it off. Because at the end of the day, it's
because
a compliment.
You enjoy it?
No, it's a compliment, isn't it? Really?
I guess.
I don't think so.
But the bad part, I reckon it's worse in a workplace, obviously. I used to work at this place where this guy, he used to sleep on the lounge all the time, like during his lunch break. And then, like, when he woke up, he'd, like, pose, you know, almost like the, you know, like the.
Like
the hand behind the head. And then any girls that were like in the lunchroom, he'd be like talking to them in this like leg spread pose. You're like, what are you doing? Like, okay, if you want to have a nap, but don't.
Did you ever say anything to him?
Oh, I'd just leave the room if I saw him there. I'm like, nah, I'm out. I'm going to eat my lunch somewhere else.
Privo.
That's like peacocking, isn't it, in a way?
Oh, it was worse than that, I think, because it just the way he would act. And everyone was like, everyone knew about it, and they'd just leave the room.
Have
like,
you ever
don't
hit,
need a bar
have
of
you
this.
Ever been the guy that's hit on a girl in the office? Have you ever done that in your life?
Just trying to think.
Like, just innocent flirting, even.
I don't think so. Not at the. I God. Don't like to mix work and pleasure.
Do you know what, Crevo? You are actually. Emmy's a lucky woman because I think you are one of Newcastle's nicest men.
Well, that's very kind of you.
You're very
that's
straight
a nice
up
thing to say.
And a gentleman, it
oh,
seems
that's
like.
Nice to say.
At least so you tell us.
Yeah,
I don't know
if she'd agree if I'm a gentleman. But, you know, I try my best, actually.
I mean, you've even seen Jade's boobs and you didn't even, you know.
That was an accident.
I mean,
that was a long time ago.
You guys do flirt a little bit sometimes.
Maddie, you don't. He always, he's
he
trying.
He reads into it, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. See that, you're
he's
reader.
Always looking into, looking for an angle.
Awkward yeah. sexual tension between you two sometimes.
Oh, like, as if. There's zero, I'm
maybe it's
you.
Happening right in front of my face. Jeez.
It's definitely not.
Yeah, no, but we've got some good news after this, just to lighten the mood of the day with all this corona.
I thought the mood was light when we were talking about cows on the run, but okay.
It's getting even lighter, apparently.
6:45 at New FM, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Shawnee Mendes, treat you better. Happy Tuesday, Newcastle. Partly cloudy morning, early fog about. Tops of 21 around the lake today, 24 at Maitland in the Valley and 23 at Newcastle.
And there's been a lot of talk, obviously, coronavirus non-stop. We are going to do a little bit more later on, but we thought we'd have a break right now and have a chat about some pleasant things, guys. So there's a British woman who's knitted more than 1,000 teddy bears for African children, and she isn't stopping. She's 81 years old, and she still continues to knit teddy bears.
Oh, go her.
Trust the knitting story.
Yeah. Oh,
here we go.
Really
old Jade's
sweet.
Back.
Yeah, crafting time. What do we got? Paddle pop sticks made into a house?
Knitting in the elderly. Yep.
Oh, but good on. Imagine 81. Like, that's a great effort. Yeah. Over 1,000 teddy bears. I don't think many people are doing that. Also, some really great paramedics. So, poor Howard, he fell off his ladder when he was doing some yard work, guys. He broke his hip.
And Harold.
Is this an older guy?
Howard.
Howard,
is he?
Yeah.
Elderly.
Is he?
They actually didn't go into the detail of Howard's age, but I think he's
a little bit older as well.
Older.
Yeah.
But his wife died 5 years ago, right?
100% older.
So his very sad. Mm. So he was on the ground.
And it's nursing home news today with Jade Leader.
This is beautiful
stories from the elderly.
Yes. So this poor man, Howard, was on the ground for 4 hours before anyone found him.
That's a sad story.
No,
no,
no. Positive. But get this.
What happened to that?
The paramedics came, obviously, helped him out, took him to the hospital because they knew he was going to be out for a little while. They went back and finished his yard work.
Oh, how
Isn't
cute.
That kind?
That's nice.
There's good people in the world.
Mm.
I think it's a good to focus on.
Now, do we have a quilting story or a crocheting story
well,
to
there's
wrap
a,
it up?
There's a beauty queen who's won the lottery, and instead of spending it on herself, she's donated all the money and started her own non-for-profit organization to help others.
What's it called?
It's called Le Book Humanitaire. So she's French, so Le Book Humanitarian.
I'm sure that's how it's pronounced.
Well, I think so. But basically, it's like it's run out of North America, and they take nurses from there to, like, I think it's pronounced Haiti, Africa and India, and they go out there and they spend the money on work in all the little villages.
Oh, that is cute.
That's a nice story.
So,
that's very nice. See, good things are happening in the world.
There
at the
are.
Moment.
So if it's all doom and gloom, because last night on my Facebook page I checked out, I was like, I'm sick of all
Jade,
this.
Jade, you're the one that posts all the coronavirus stuff on your Insta story.
Oh,
so are you criticising yourself?
There's one really funny meme going
Jade's
around.
Jade's reposted the same meme like three
yes.
times now. It's not funny.
It is funny.
That's debatable.
Didn't work the first time. Put it up again.
Give it another go. I'm laughing again.
Other, I swear.
Anyway, if you're over all that stuff, there's happiness
Don't
out
Don't follow
here,
Jade because it's all coronavirus.
It's corona time.
I don't have it handy. I wish I did. Coming up next is the news with Hamish. Of course, the M1 closed. If you're heading to Sydney, your advice to catch the train this morning. It's going to be the fastest way. Guys, coming up after 7 o'clock, though, I did something really dumb on the weekend. I texted my ex.
Oh, Maddie.
The one I was with for 5 years as well. I don't know where
Maddie.
It came from.
It
I don't
happens.
Know why. I was, you know,
delete
fair
that
few
number.
Drinks in. Well, I remember it off by heart still. So, I mean, I can't delete
a
it from my head. It's
romantic,
in there forever.
He
is.
You won't believe what I like, said to him.
Oh, Maddie.
I've got to tell you next. Okay, news time. 4 to 7. Good morning.
Bam. Right across Newcastle.
But his wife died 5 years ago, right?
100%
so it was very sad. So he was on the ground.
And it's nursing home news today with Jade Leader.
This is beautiful
stories. Stories from the elderly.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New ignition. 3, 2, 1.
Coming up on the show after 8 o'clock today, we're speaking to a woman. Her name is Megan Munro. She's been living over in Wuhan, China, since before this whole coronavirus situation hit. Very interesting chat coming up there.
Under full lockdown.
And she's been in quarantine for like 52 days.
It's insane.
Yeah, including padlocks on the doors. The whole thing is really intense.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. Hey, coming up next, though, I've done something really dumb, guys. Really dumb. Had a few drinks on the weekend. I ended up messaging my ex, who I was with for 5 years. His name is Ben.
Oh, Maddie.
You won't believe what I've said to him.
Oh,
I looked
no.
back on the messages on Sunday morning, and I was just like...
cringing.
Filled with regret.
What Shocked.
Full. I don't even remember sending them.
Oh, jeez.
It's obviously the inner workings of my... mind at work
oh
here.
God
but I'm going to tell you more next, but I want to know 13 10 09, have you drunk texted the ex? What did you say? What happened? Did it end up going well for you? You know, was it super awkward? We've got prizes on offer. Gonna do that next after Lewis Capaldi. Hold Me While You Wait. 105.3 New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Good. Oh, God, that's such a dramatic end to that song.
It really
Capaldi,
is.
Hold Me While You Wait. 105.3 FM, 709 with the Novos. 13 10 09 this morning, we are talking your drunk texts. I made a big mistake on the weekend, guys.
What'd you do, Matt?
Oh,
you won't believe what I've sent my ex. I was with him for 5 years. I don't think we've been together for over 3 years. I don't know where this came from, but I...
You were lonely.
No, there was another issue there, but I don't know. I must have been thinking about him, and I called him. Wasn't too happy that I'd called him, because I'm pretty sure he was with someone else at the time, if you're getting my drift.
Did he answer, though?
He did answer.
Oh, look, you're still in.
No, well, he didn't have my new number.
Oh.
And I called twice.
So he's done that thing where, oh, it must be important.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he thought it was his sister, actually. I do remember that much. I then got off the phone, and I must have been thinking about it constantly, and I pretty much said to him that I really miss him. It's like, hey, Benny, just wanted to let you know that
Maddie,
I know we haven't spoken for a while, but I think I want to get back together.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't want to get back together.
It was just
a moment of weakness.
I then continued on
drunkenness
and said to him, I've always loved you.
Oh.
You're the only one that's ever mattered.
Are you serious?
Let's make this happen. No response.
Let's make this happen.
Blocked, probably.
Nothing?
I also messaged him on Instagram.
Oh, no.
I slid into his DMs.
So how long... So and this I just, was Sunday?
I just sent the same thing. So
just copy, and copy and paste it. Do you think that... So it's been a couple of days now.
Yeah.
Still no response.
No, he's
done.
Have
you just left it?
Yeah. Well, I don't actually want, like, normal me doesn't want to get back together. Drink responsibly, people. I couldn't think of anything worse. Yes, like, I do care about him, but I just definitely wouldn't want to get back together.
So hang on. So
what a nightmare.
So what's happened since? Has it just been radio silence?
Yeah, nothing.
He
kind of told me where to go when I first got off the phone. He was like, how dare you just call me out of the blue?
He's going to change his number.
I don't care. I hope he does. I know it off by heart. It's sick.
That is sick.
Do you know your partner's number off by heart?
No.
What about you,
Jane? I do.
I bet you do. Of course you do. I mean, I can't judge you, though, because, I mean...
thanks for that.
No worries. I do know his number. I've known his number for years, just in my head, so... I can't get rid of that, so maybe he needs to change it or block me.
Yeah.
I can never...
Actually, you know what?
I don't trust myself.
Why doesn't he just block you? Or maybe he has after that first call. No, he hasn't even seen the messages.
Maybe he had my old number blocked, but because I have a new number...
Of course.
Very awkward. So there should be some sort of lock or, like, secret passcode on certain people's numbers.
There's an app you can get. There's an app you can get that helps you with that situation. So it can it basically sort of, like... locks you out of texting certain people.
That's great, isn't it?
I'm such a serial drunk texter. Even with some friends, I'm like, why did I say that?
You can even get it, the app, I think.
I turn into a different person. I swear I've got, like, multiple personality disorder.
Well, I think we've brought this up on the show once before.
Oh, you can't talk, Jade.
You've had a breakthrough.
Sort your own psychological problems out before coming at me, sister.
Oh, I'm sane, darling. Now, don't fire shots at me.
And also, you brought this on yourself, Maddie, to be fair.
Do you guys ever drunk text?
No.
Well, you're never drunk.
The worst I've done is I used to do, like Facebook statuses, but they'd just be meaningless or, like, just have lots of exclamation marks and random letters and stuff. And I'm like, I look at things today like, what did I do?
You know what? Funny you say that, because Jabe was looking at our old Twitter accounts yesterday, and yours were very strange, your old tweets. So maybe they were drunken tweets as well.
Yeah. Get on the beers. Well, let's give Twitter a go. Next, though, a round of Love It or Loathe It. My chance to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
All right. Doing it next. 13 past 7 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
All right, it's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics today. To kick things off, being a house husband or housewife. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ooh, this is a tricky one. Oh, I don't know. Loathe it?
Loathe it.
Not into it, either of you?
Clean up your own crap.
say
cook your own meals.
Say your partner got a job like earning 10 times your salary.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, I just could never give up my own ambitions or career.
Okay.
I think I'd go like part-time or something.
Part-time? So Benny got a job like head of BCF worldwide. $1 million a year.
Yeah, I would. I'd just go a part-time job somewhere, probably. Yeah,
just chill out.
I'd just relax a little.
If my one-time partner was a multimillionaire CEO, I just wouldn't care. You can't justify, you know, giving up your own dreams and desires because your partner, who could one day leave you, earns millions of dollars. I think it's stupid.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
And I mean, do you know what? If you're that rich, hire a cleaner to do the chores.
Well, that's true. That's true as well.
No, I'd still have a cleaner. I'd just spend time doing things that I want to do.
Like with your dogs.
Travel, spend time with my family.
Yeah.
You know, go on little trips with my girlfriends. I'd fly up to Queensland.
Work is such an important part of your life, though.
Yeah, but why not let someone else have my job if it, like, who needs it if I'm married to a multimillionaire?
That's very selfless. I never thought of it that way. Reason I bring this up, on Maths last night, Michael and Stacey, they're like hanging out in the kitchen, and Stacey literally said to Michael that she aspires to be a trophy wife. And she said, "I'll do."
So sad.
She said, "I'll do the cooking. You bring home the money."
Well, but that's some people's dream.
What a sad day for feminism.
Well, honestly. I mean, it's
that's what she wants, though.
That's just her. Like, that's but her. Still, it's still a bit like you'd. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
not my vibe. Know, but hey, some people are into it.
I'm not into telling people how to live their life, but I tell you what, that's. Can you just get...
but here we go.
Yeah. I can reverse that. Sally brings home the money, I do the cooking, it's all good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've still got a career, Hamish, you know? Well.
If she got a massive pay bump, Sally did, like 10 times her salary...
Happily.
You walking really? Out the door?
Happily. What? No.
Never. You keep working.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Interesting. You can't give up your own career just because your partner earns some extra dosh. Like, screw that.
But some people might not have a career. It's not what they want.
They don't enjoy their work. Yeah.
Isn't that a sad life? She feels like she needs to go on Maths to meet a man.
To try and be a trophy wife. Hey,
like,
everyone's got to have ambition.
Yeah, technically you're correct, but I mean, I find
you want what you want. Leaves more jobs for us. That's what I'll say. If you want to leave the world,
she'll be on radio soon.
Yeah, good on you.
All of these reality stars end up on radio.
A lot of them do.
It's like the go-to job,
and it annoys the deep down radio hardcore people like you, doesn't it?
Does it not annoy you?
Yeah, of course, a little bit.
A little bit. What if NASA came on and took your job? Would you be cool with that?
No, of course not.
NASA's actually talented, though. Like, you're talented. Not like
that.
NASA's actually quite... He's got the gift of the gab. Like, he nails it. Whereas, what was that chick who ended up on Home and Away? Sam Frost? She wasn't made for radio.
She did pretty good.
Lasted a year. But do you know what I mean? There's some people in reality shows that nail it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So let's not get too excited.
That is true. Hey, age, sex, location coming up next. We have $1,000 away. Guys, it's got to go off.
You'd hope so.
I'm sick of it being one number away.
I know.
It's a pain in the backside.
A 32-year-old male from the Newcastle City Council is what we're looking for. If that's you, 13 10 09, for a 1 in 30 chance at $1,000 instantly.
Excellent. And don't forget Megan Munro, that woman quarantined in Wuhan, China at the moment, chatting to her after 8 o'clock. Producer Jackson, you're here. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I finally made it in.
I know.
You did.
The M1, terrible gear happening there. How was it?
Absolute nightmare. All the trucks can't use, obviously, the detour, so I got stuck not being able to turn around, so...
Jeez.
I've been on the road for 4 hours so far.
Oh, my God.
What time did you leave?
Like 3:10.
You're just getting in now.
Just getting in now.
Far
I'm
out.
I'm dedicated to the job, though. I wanted to see you three munchkins. That's why I didn't turn around and go to bed.
Aw, you're sweet.
I'm lying.
Don't want to lose
Fooled
your job.
Me.
Jay's heart just broke in front of me. You know, like that episode of The Simpsons when Ralph Wiggum's heart gets ripped out? That was Jay.
I choose you.
News time next with Hamish, 7:25. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1.
A big thank you to the Happy Mobile Cafe. Crevo outside collecting the goods, Jade.
Oh,
collecting the good
so
stuff.
Delicious.
You know what? It just makes my day every single day.
The smell of the coffee beans. It does. It really perks us all up.
It really is the highlight of my morning. of course, if you want them to come around to your workplace, happymobilecafe.com.au. Carl and Benny, the great guys. Up next, though, even better than coffee is $1,000 cold hard cash.
Yep.
All you've got to do is play ASL. We're spinning the cash balls next. If you are a 32-year-old male from the Newcastle Council area, call us right now, 131009. Playing that next. Right now, though, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber. I don't care for you. Tuesday morning in UFM, 7:35. Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Where are you now that I need you?
All right, it's a chance at $1,000. Very easy. All you need to do is be a 32-year-old male from the Newcastle area. And we have Mitch.
Hey, Mitch, how you doing?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What's happening in your world at the moment?
Just on the way to work.
Oh, do you have kids, Mitch?
I've got a stepdaughter and one on the way.
Okay. Oh, congratulations on the one on the way. Start. How long till they're born?
June.
June.
Exciting stuff.
Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl, Mitch?
We're having a boy.
Did you secretly want a little boy?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I feel like all guys would love to have a little boy for their first child.
Really?
Yeah, if I ever have kids, I want a little mini me with a snapback backwards.
The two of you in the hoodies together
exactly
would be very
right,
cute.
Exactly right.
Are you having did you have a gender reveal?
We had a small one.
Nice.
Just a cake, no burnout with the tires smoking blue.
Yeah, your missus is nice and chill. Some women want the equivalent of a bloody wedding for their gender reveals and stuff these days.
Yeah, it's full on, isn't it?
All right, all right, man. Let's win you $1,000. Really helpful for when the little one arrives. What's your lucky number today?
25.
All right, Jade.
All right, let's do this.
Spin the cash balls.
Okay, here we go. It's popped out.
Choice words there, Jade. all right, looking for number 25 for Mitch from Wall's End for $1,000.
Mitch, it's number 3.
Sorry about that, man.
Sorry, Mitch. Congrats on everything, man. Thanks for listening, bro. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today.
I wonder if Mitch will be doing this to his new little baby down the track when they're a toddler, because parents have been pranking their kids by pretending to smear poo on them. Huh? I don't know if that's it's a new trend that's happening.
That's, what? You got to explain a bit more there.
Well, so parents are
There's
pranking
no
their young.
Involved, is there?
No, with peanut butter.
Oh, well, okay. You missed those two.
You
words
missed that.
Well,
crucial
I said
bit.
Pranking. Right. So you'd assume it wasn't. So we'll have a chat and more about it in a sec.
Never assume, Jade. It makes an ass out of you and me. 7:41.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo when you wake up.
Sugar Land, Taylor Swift. left alive with the Novos, 105.3 New FM. Tuesday, tops of 21 around the lake today, 24 at Maitland, 23 on the coast, Jade.
This is becoming a thing now on the internet. I don't know if it's because everyone's in lockdown and they're just thinking, stuff it, we're going to make our own fun. We're going to start pranking our kids. So parents are now showing these videos where they've pranked their kids with Nutella or peanut butter. That's a big one. Where they'll wipe it on their kids by passing them a toilet roll, and they'll just sort of get their index finger and like smear a bit of peanut butter onto the kid's hand as they grab the toilet roll from their parents, and then they'll say, oh, you know, sorry about that. And
that's
then the
my
kids
kind of prank.
Have a bit of a meltdown.
That is right up your alley.
Oh, I did absolutely think of you. I was like, oh, this is like a, like Uncle Maddie down the track. But this is what happened to one little kid.
Kim's like, come here. Hand me the toilet paper.
Hi.
Huh? Oh, thanks. Oh. Oh. What is that?
It's food.
Lick it.
No. No.
So dramatic.
Is that gross?
Yeah, why did you do that? That's nasty. Don't do that ever again.
God, the kids are sassy these days.
They are getting sassy. The poor little thing was dry reaching.
No more than 2 years old.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, surely that doesn't deserve that reaction. Like, just go wash it off.
That was nasty. You wouldn't do that to your kids, though, would you, Creepo?
No, I don't like the idea of it. Somehow it upsets me. I don't know.
You are squirming in your seat, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, very uncomfortable with the whole thing. I don't know why. Like, the kid knows that that's disgusting, and smart kid. It's the parent that's acting a bit like an idiot.
Yeah, who cares? You've got to have some fun in life.
You love that
I
sort of
prank.
I think
I'd be in Maddie's boat.
Yeah, you'd do it?
Yeah, I think it's sort of funny. People, at first I thought the kid's going to get traumatised, but really, they'll learn.
Traumatised?
Yes.
You know what?
People are easily
so
traumatised.
Serious these days. Like, it's just a joke. It's just a bit of peanut butter.
Oh, well, look what happened here when we tried to play the prank on the toilet paper on the office, hiding that. That didn't go down well, did it?
Total meltdown of the station.
Do you know what? When my sister started, like, going through puberty, I was a monster to her. The poor thing. Because she used to be, like, really scared of Mum, like, finding out. So,
What did you do, Maddie?
I used to get pads and put tomato sauce in them and leave them in the toilet. And I'd go, Mum, look what I found.
You were a monster.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, that makes me proud.
Does it?
Really?
It's a good prank. It's a good prank.
Your poor sister. Poor sister. She's mortified.
Mum, look what Chelsea left here.
What was your mum's reaction like?
Maddie!
Yeah.
She's yelling at you. I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Has your sister...
Does she get back at you?
Oh, yeah.
Has she forgiven you yet?
Oh, she has some very unflattering shots of me on the couch. She always says to me, she'll send them to my work if I ever, like, annoy her.
Oh, my God.
She still does it this day.
Blackmail.
Oh, just where I've been drunk or whatever and passed out, and she takes, like, really unflattering shots.
Sure, photos.
Mm.
Yeah.
The blackmail continues between you two. It's a bit full on, isn't it?
Sibling rivalry, guys. Very exciting. Next, we're chatting to Megan Munro. Now, she's a 21-year-old American woman. She's just moved over to China. She's living in Wuhan, and she's been there since this whole coronavirus, COVID-19 situation hit. She's been in lockdown, isolation, for over 50 days.
Jeez, it's full on, isn't it?
It's a long time.
You thought, 5 days last week was a bit much, Jade?
Yeah.
It's only 10% of what she's done.
2 months.
So,
and there's no end in sight, too.
No end in sight. This woman has allegedly been locked inside her community.
Mm.
Like, there are padlocks on the gates outside her house.
It's full on.
We're going to chat to her next. Very interesting chat. Plus, coming up before 9 o'clock, age, sex, location. Your chance to win a grand again. A new FM. Good morning.
The Novos. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Fascinating chat just minutes away with an American lady, Megan Munro, who's been in lockdown in Wuhan over in China.
I hate this. 50 days, just doing nothing at home. Well, doors locked on me.
What's kind of amazing is the activities that she gets up to since she has been locked down, and like the smallest things bringing a pleasure. It's really an interesting chat that
what's,
we have.
What's funny, the poor thing, well, not funny, it's actually quite tragic. She's moved over there. She's a teacher for work. This has all gone down. It's her first ever time overseas.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Imagine how scarring that would be.
You don't need to imagine, though, because we're going to chat to her next and find out all about it.
That's right. After Tones and I, Never Seen the Rain, it's 8.05 at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Tones and I, Never Seen the Rain at 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Crevo. It's 8 minutes past eight for your Tuesday morning. Right now, we're joined by Megan Munro. She's an American, 21 years old, from California. She's living in the quarantine zone in Wuhan, and she's about to tell us what her day-to-day life is really like, from finding her apartment had been padlocked shut, guys. Now, that's quite a shocking thing to have to deal with. Chatting to her now.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
Yeah, direct from Wuhan right now, Megan Munro. Megan, welcome to the show. First question, how long were you in China before all of this started?
So I was in China for 42 days, and then the quarantine happened on the 23rd of January, and I've been in quarantine for 54 days.
Jeez, now were you just over there on holidays to start with, or were you working? What's going on there? 42 days, not nothing.
I actually came over here to be a theater teacher, and so I got a phone call, and it was a woman asking me if I wanted to teach theater. I said, yes, what's the location? She said, China. And I was like, okay, and now I'm here.
What is it like in Wuhan, China at the moment? Is everything shut down, like the shops and the public transport? Can you still get out to get food?
So I'm in a gated community, and we're allowed to walk around the community so long as our buildings aren't quarantined. But there are some buildings in my community that have been individually quarantined, and people aren't allowed out of them. But groceries get delivered to, like, the basketball court and the rackets, or what is it?
Yeah.
Badminton court? Yeah.
Okay, and, like, you're saying groceries get delivered. Are you, like, online shopping for your groceries? They just send rice and veg? What's happening there?
So you're only allowed to order certain things, and there's different group messages that you order from. So, like, there's one group message for bread, and then there's another one for eggs, fish, vegetables and garlic, and my supervisor just places the orders, and we've gotten fish, we've gotten, I think we have like 150 eggs.
Wow. That's so fascinating to see what you guys are stockpiling, because obviously this is the epicenter of the virus, where it started. Over here in Australia, we are seeing massive problems with people panic buying toilet paper. Now, I've got to ask, do you have issues getting some toilet paper over there?
We ran out yesterday, but it should be arriving at noon today.
See, isn't this just the perfect opportunity to put it out there? You don't need to go and panic buy toilet paper. I mean, Wuhan, the absolute epicenter of this virus, they can get toilet paper.
Even they're chill about it.
Yeah, no, exactly. Everyone's overreacting so much. It's like, hey, stop that. I'm here.
Yeah. Now, I've seen videos of, like, buildings being padlocked up. Have you ever been, as part of your lockdown, been padlocked in your room by the government? What's going on there?
Well, so I'm not supposed to talk about this, but I've already talked about it on the other Australian news station, so I have no fear. I was padlocked into my original apartment building, and I just came downstairs one day, and there was a padlock on the outside of the door that led to the street, and I was like, oh, no. So my supervisor came and went through the parking garages and came up to the apartment room, And then we went down through the garages and moved me into our office.
Geez, so you had to, like, sneak out, but really you were locked in. They were hoping to lock you in. Does that not freak you out?
Yeah, of course it does. Because, like, I don't know, like, they couldn't do this in America, like, or wherever, because, like, there aren't as many apartment buildings and people aren't so concentrated. But it's definitely, like, something that would only happen here because it could only happen here.
Yeah, for sure. It's Megan, scary. I've got to ask you this. What's freaking you out the most at the moment? Like, what's really scaring you? Like, what's it feel like? Because, as I said before, we here are just starting to see the ramp up of the virus in Australia. I mean, it must be a very confronting thing to have to deal with.
Yeah, so, if I can be super honest, I'm from California, and marijuana is legal there, and it's very difficult to be in an area where it's not legal out here, and I've had to turn to, like, alcohol and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's been, like, the most challenging thing is, like, being, it's hard to fall asleep because, like, I don't have, I can't really get alcohol delivered to me all the time because I'd be spending all my money. But it's hard to fall asleep, and it's hard to, like, I didn't sleep last night at all because I was just kind of, like, amped up from having a good day. So that's been the toughest thing for me, but, I'm not scared of anything. Like, I'm in the least hazardous part of Wuhan. Like, my level of scare is, like, a medium. I'm in Hanyang, and the virus started in Hong Kong. So I'm, like, I just want to sleep better. And I get to walk outside, which I'm super, super grateful for. And I don't think I'm scared. I just I miss my family, and I want to pet my cat.
Thank you so much for your time, Megan, and I honestly hope that you get out soon and you get to see your family, because I imagine you'll be so worried about them back home as well. So we appreciate your time.
Matt, thank you all so much for having me on the show. No, you have a lovely day.
Thank you, Dulcia.
Bye.
Very fascinating. And also, just as a reminder, if you are struggling with, you know, feelings of the isolation or a bit of fear around this, there are great resources available. Lifeline 13 11 14 or online.
That's right. You're with the Novos 8:15. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Three, two, one.
Interesting move a lot of cafes are doing.
Oh, yeah.
They're pulling out all the furniture so people can't sit, so they just have to get their coffee and go.
I like that.
Yeah, if they're cool. I'd hate to be in hospitality right now. Honestly, all the merit to you, because imagine getting around with the hand sanitizer, all the Ajax.
All the time.
Just cleaning all the handrails on the chairs and just everything. That's why I'm scared. I haven't gone back to the gym yet. I'm still a bit crook, but yeah, just
same goes for pickleball, Jay. Mm. You can't be playing pickleball using the other rackets.
I've got my own racket.
Oh dear,
Prevo's the one who's got to worry sharing rackets.
Well, that's true. Well, don't feel worried though. So there's that.
Well, pickleball's, I mean, I was just saying off air then, obviously a lot of over 70s at pickleball. You don't want to, you know, introduce any sort of viruses into the pickleball community, Jade. As the celebrity ambassador, you have a responsibility.
Well, that is true.
That's true.
Do you know what's worse than COVID-19?
What?
Playing pickleball.
Oh, please.
Amen to that.
Jackson, I knew that was coming. I loved it still.
Very good. Creva, I'm next doing a bit of a right or wrong this morning. A lot of debate online over this.
Yeah, so there's been news out that breath testing, they're going to stop it due to, obviously, the COVID-19.
Mm.
And people are debating whether this is the right thing to do. And also, should the police have been even mentioning this? Because if they didn't say anything, people wouldn't know.
This is true. Let us know your thoughts. 13 10 09, the lines are open.
Should the police not breath test, or should they just keep going with this, basically?
All right. Taking your calls next after Morgan Evans. This is Diamonds live across Newey on 105.3 New FM, 8:30. Morgan Evans, Diamonds. This is 105.3 New FM, currently sitting on 18 degrees at Warners Bay, 18 at Waratah, 13.10.09. Taking your calls now. Right or wrong, should New South Wales Police stop the breath testing after they did announce yesterday that due to the coronavirus, they are stopping breath testing, essentially, on the roads. And I think it's a really bad idea.
Why is that?
Why do you think
that? I think it's a really bad idea because, I mean, it just opens up so many cans of worms. I don't know if they should have announced it. I don't think they maybe should have, but I guess they have a responsibility too.
Technically, they didn't announce it. It was the New South Wales Police Association that did. But also, they will pull over anyone that they think is breath testing, is drunk behind
which
the
is
wheel.
Good to know.
And in fact, they did pull over somebody just last night who was well over the limit.
I've seen some very irresponsible comments on social media overnight, and I don't think it's funny to make light of drink driving. There was one guy, right, get this, that says, oh, I've just sunk a six-pack. Who wants to come for a drive to get another one? I thought, you know what? What an absolute idiot. And this is a 35-year-old man that wrote this on Facebook. My mate, what an absolute fool.
I think, getting back to the breath testing, though, I think that it's a good thing that they've stopped it because at the end of the day, if the police force gets sick, then how are they going to help, you know, domestic violence cases and all the other things that go on that we, you know, behind the scenes?
I'm actually on your side with this one, Jade. I think that the police in this situation, like in this kind of crisis, are needed for other things and maybe needed for things like lockdowns and stuff down the track. We need to keep them in tip-top shape and the community needs to step up and be responsible in a time like this.
But can you trust the community to step up and be responsible? I don't know. I mean, it's slippery slope, though, when, you know, you're saying to your police force, hey, don't do this.
It's just the random side, like roadside tests, I think, isn't it? Like Hamish said, they're still going to pull over anyone they suspect of, you know, misconduct. Which is the police is still out in force doing their job.
It's one evil versus another evil, though, isn't it? I mean, there are absolute fools on the road.
That's true.
Hundreds and thousands of people here in Newcastle alone, and we are now saying, hey, you know, these rules are going to be lapsed for a little while, so let's be a little bit more free and easy, I think is a really bad idea.
Yeah, but those people are out there anyway. If someone's going to do it, they're going to do it any time, regardless of if there's police or if there's not.
What would you do if a drunk driver hit your car today and injured you? You'd be filthy. You'd be calling the police.
Yeah, but Maddie, anyone would be filthy. And you would call the police because that's what you do in those situations. Mm. But the thing at the end of the day is that they're doing the right thing by stopping the breath test to focus on the pandemic that's getting
bigger.
Well,
that's your opinion. I've got my opinion. Shannon, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you going?
Yeah, doing good, mate. What do you think about this debate?
A little bit concerned because COVID-19, they're stressing about, you know, the potential of an increase in ICU beds.
Yeah.
If there's, you know, an increase of drunk driving, are we going to see more accidents where people are going to be in need of these ICU beds and not be treated because of maybe their age or underlying factors?
That's a great point that you raise. I mean, do you really want beds being taken up by accidental road injuries due to drunk driving when, you know, clearly we're going to need the hospital beds?
Yeah, exactly. It's just food for thought. It's just, there was one thought that popped into my mind is, you know, if we're going, first of all, the police should never have announced it because nobody would have known. Everybody would still be driving, or at least have the pretense to drive safely and not over the limit. But kind of
on that, Shannon, though, the thing is that the police didn't announce it, and then like in a couple of weeks, everyone would be filthy. Oh, the police should have told us. You can't win in that situation.
I don't think they would have.
Oh, yes, they would have. Australians, honestly, like, I love us as a country and everything, but we've become a big patch of whinges sometimes. Like, even with the politics and Prime Minister can't do anything right. Like, oh, he should have shut down the schools. Like, everyone's, they're doing their best to make decisions on a daily basis for a whole nation. Like,
Jay, do you know that how big a problem drink driving is on the roads? You can't just say this problem is less important than another problem. I mean, like I said,
problem is the pandemic's probably going to wipe more people out on a daily basis than people drunk driving behind a road.
That's very irresponsible. You're putting the wrong message out there, Jade. Honestly, that's my opinion.
Mm. And that's all right.
And you're allowed to have it, Maddie.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm just saying, you know, it just is so horrible that, you know, these debates are even happening.
Absolutely.
This is what's happened to society. We are debating whether the police should be, you know, testing drunk drivers. Of course they should.
If there's analysis to show that it will spread the disease quicker and will cause more death that way,
if that's the case, let's shut down the whole country.
No, but
do you know what I mean?
I do know what you're saying, they're going to have to make these choices in all areas.
What's the difference of me going to the shopping centre, right? Waratah Village example, right? I mean, Coles, hundreds of people in the shopping centre, carrying on like crazy people. I'm in there for 2 hours. I'm in a confined space. I then go home. I possibly catch it. I come into the office, infect everyone. I mean, these things can't be stopped.
That's with anything. You can argue that with anything, though.
Right. Well, let's just leave it because we're never going to get this solved.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just comes, the police and like every segment
of
society.
Please be responsible on the road.
100%. But there's going to have to be decisions made in a lot of different things. And if they just figure out that there's more deaths are going to happen through the spread from roadside testing than would die from drink driving, then that's just a decision that needs to be made.
Mm. Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that, shall we?
But we have $1,000 to give away, guys.
Yeah, that's true. Let's switch gears, please.
Age, sex, location. You have a 1 in 30 chance to play and win right now if you are a 21-year-old female from Lake Macquarie.
Let's do it. 13:10:09.
$1,000 cash up for grabs. 8:44. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
Novos.
Age.
Sex. Location.
Mighty nice to walk away with a K for a Tuesday, right?
Oh, how good would that be? Giving away some money.
Mm-hmm. All you need to do is listen out for your ASL age, sex, location. If that is you, call us up with your lucky number. Spin the cash balls. It comes out. The money's yours. Very simple. Today we're looking for, guys,
21-year-old female from Lake Macquarie.
Excellent. There. Who have we got? Jessica. Mount Hutton. Hello.
Hi, it's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. How's Mount Hutton this morning?
Oh, it's nice. It's not too bad.
How's the weather?
Oh, it's a little bit chilly.
Have you got like a jacket on or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all sorted. God, life's not that hard, is it?
Yeah,
grab a jacket,
bad,
I mean, no. Come on. Here we go. All right, well, let's win you some money. $1,000 in your pocket. What do you spend that on?
We're going to Bali at the end of the year for a friend's wedding. So
you beauty.
I was just chatting to the guys. I know a couple of guys who've actually, I heard of them. They booked tickets to Bali for May. $150 return.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you go in May? Would you risk it?
Probably would,
let's be
honest.
For that price?
Yeah, $150
for 10. Stop the job, let's go.
All right, what's your lucky number, Jessica?
7.
Number 7, looking for that, Jade.
Let's do this.
They're jingling. I hope you win, Jess.
Oh, I'm putting out the good vibes for you.
Okay.
It's coming out. Oh, geez, that dropped quite loudly.
It did.
Number speed to set it, there, ball, as the Italians would say.
Okay.
Looking for 7 for Jessica from Mount Hutton for $1,000.
It's number 26.
Oh, get it out.
Sorry, Jess. Thanks, doll. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your card today.
Hmm.
That's
Mount
us
Hutton
done, guys.
Represent.
I know. 105 commercial free kicking off next with Jackson. Hello, my friend.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I feel like I haven't spent much time with you this morning.
Do you feel mentally
fresher?
Healthier?
Yeah, less frazzled, yeah, a lot more at ease, and look, ready to kick off 105
right.
free. Vanessa Carlton.
Oof, actually,
what
do
a
love
song.
This.
A Thousand Miles. I just go all white chicks when this comes on.
Yeah,
I love that
great
movie.
Film.
People
film.
Give this song so much crap, but I actually do like it.
So good. And the film clip where she just bangs around the city on like a piano. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's happening there. But
that's where Delta got it from. Hey?
Yeah.
Of course.
Old hand-me-downs. Delta. Hey, brand new stuff from it. Hey, this is 5 seconds of summer. I like this song. It's really good. I'm growing on five songs.
I haven't
it's
like heard this yet.
Like a 21 Pilots sort of vibe, isn't it?
Do you know what? They've really evolved because they used to be that teen pop band.
Yeah.
They're really like establishing themselves as like the cool Aussie boys. Of course we're cool.
What's this one called, Jackson?
Oh my God, you put me on the spot.
Sorry.
It's brand new and it is called 5 Seconds of Summer. Old Me.
Old Me.
Do you know what?
I
it's
like
very
it.
Good. Five Sauce were literally like the superior short stack, like the rich man's short stack.
Short stack are coming back for a while.
Who's going to see them?
I want to relive my days.
I only like one of
the
lessons. Yeah. Are they from Newcastle?
No, but I seen them at the Loft.
Oh, nice.
Newcastle, split my lip. Very fun day. Dua Lipa as well. Don't Start Now. Coming up.
Oh, she's
beautiful.
Good.
She's
love her.
Going from strength to strength.
Do you know what? She's literally the modern-day Britney Dua.
I reckon she's going to be, like, huge. Like, big now, but I reckon she's going to be, like, long-lasting.
Is she going to have an annoying dad manager as well?
No.
Iconic.
Well, actually, her dad's a musician, so probably.
Quite possibly.
Very good-looking family as well.
Aren't they just English?
Yeah,
they are.
The English.
Will she shave her head?
Probably no, not. Of course no. not.
Smarter.
I mean, I don't think anyone would have predicted Britney would have shaved her head
That's
back
right.
in, you know, into the year 2000, but hey,
the
here we
world
go.
Changes in Dua's weird
got
ways.
Very nice teeth as well. She escaped the Brit teeth curse.
That's a big.
Good
big,
on her,
great
probably
British
for
smiles or whatever. Thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad free music, and of course, don't forget. Rate the music now for your chance at a $500 Westfield Qatari gift card. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.